Chan yo no Babylon. Chan yo no Babylon. Give thanks and praise. Give thanks and praise. Give thanks and praise. Give thanks and praise to the whole man of creation.
Sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like
good morning, you're listening to Word of the Day on WMFO 91.5. This is Baby, One More Time by Britney Spears.
Let you go. And now
That was Hit Me Baby One More Time by Britney Spears on Word of the Day. And Zach, what's the word of the day today?
The word of the day today is baby.
Yeah, I'm Charlie, by the way. Baby's, you know, a young child.
Yeah, I'm Zach.
Or it's anything that... I'm not looking at the dictionary definition because
yeah,
I'm lazy.
Yeah, like
it's like a smaller version of a thing like that is the second earliest developmental stage after... fetus slash zygote slash all that good stuff in the womb or the egg.
Yeah, it's a man cub for Jungle Book enthusiasts. For some Rudyard Kipling enthusiasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So that's what a baby is.
Yeah. And a sentence episode. Would be, you're my baby, I gave birth to you.
Or, you are a baby, someone gave birth to you.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta be able to go both ways there.
Yeah, exactly. You're defined whether or not...
we're all babies here.
Yeah.
I would Everyone's hope. A baby. I would hope. That'd be weird if you weren't a baby.
At one
like
point.
Even test tube babies are still babies. It's even in the name.
Yeah.
Even anchor babies are still babies.
Yeah. Oh my God.
They just happen to also anchor themselves to a terrain so their parents can't leave.
Even the baby boomers were actually not babies.
No.
They weren't.
Those are
That's
people.
So interesting.
Hmm. Well, they were babies at one point.
They weren't
referred to as such until they were older.
Hmm.
And not babies.
It's such an interesting term, though, too, because the baby boomers doesn't refer to the people that had the babies. It refers to the babies.
No, it refers to the fruits of the baby boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
it makes sense.
You'd think that the people who created the baby boom would be the baby boomers, but yeah, the baby boomers are the product
theory,
of the baby
would.
Boom.
Yeah, but it wouldn't really work because you're describing the population increase. In the context, it makes sense.
Oh, yeah,
without the context, it's just kind of confusing.
Like, literary-wise, it's kind of interesting.
Should we play some more music?
I mean, why not?
What do I have next?
I believe you have Be My Baby by the Ronettes.
Well, this is that.
So
That was Baby Don't You Do It by The Who off of their album Odds and Sods from 1974. And this is 2016, and Zach and I are talking about his birthday.
Yes, which I was a baby when I was born.
Which is Sunday, isn't it?
It is indeed, and your birthday is
it's next 2 weeks.
Friday?
No, 2 weeks
Friday
today.
Friday after that?
Two weeks today. Is a Thursday. You loser. Remember it.
I remembered the 12th. I was just trying to figure out.
No, because we have the radio show on my birthday, and you're not going to be here because you have a physics final.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
You can do under the covers.
Yeah, we'll see. And...
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have any interesting birth stories?
I was a baby when I was
born. What time were you born?
I was born, I believe it was 3:45 in the morning. I believe. My mom went into labor after watching that Ellen DeGeneres had come out of the closet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yes. I am the living reminder of Ellen DeGeneres coming out of the closet.
That is the only purpose that you serve in life.
Essentially, yeah.
Not even essentially. That is the only purpose you serve in life.
Yeah. I don't know if that's something that's celebrated by the gay community or not, but...
What, her coming out?
Yeah.
I figure coming outs are celebrated by the gay community. Please contact me if I'm wrong about that.
She was like a really early one, too. So, I mean, you know, 19 years ago.
Yeah, it's important for it. It's any celebrity coming out.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was
important back then.
That one,
and it was more fun than anyone dying of AIDS.
Yes, very true.
During the 70s and 80s, that was awkward.
Yeah, the 90s were the beginning of kind of a good time for gay people.
Yeah.
No, there was some bad stuff,
well,
too.
Well, I mean, there's...
Yeah.
We're finally getting into a real good time for gay people.
Yeah.
But it's like, we're still not there yet.
Yeah.
Truly. Comparatively, there are good times. Yeah.
Considering the past 13 years...
Yeah.
We've gone from no states having gay marriage to all states having gay marriage. That's pretty good.
Yeah, so it's like it's a mixed bag because there is still a lot of homophobia.
There are federal hate crime laws now, though, right? That protect gay people.
Yes, I believe
so. Is that something we have?
But there are indirect ways to do hate crimes, such as certain laws that were put in place last year.
Yeah. Or recently.
Well, that's not necessarily gay.
That's
people.
Not a hate. Yeah.
It depends on how... No, they don't...
Depends on your definition of religious freedom. Some of the religious freedom bills that are going into the legislature, especially in, like, more of the deeper southern states, actually do protect, like, a restaurant owner if they want to say, we don't serve gay people here.
Well, yeah. I was talking specifically about the North Carolina thing.
The bathroom
laws. Not against gay people.
Yeah, it's not against gay people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's against trans people.
And they're not gay.
Yeah.
Unless they are gay.
Unless they are.
Yeah, like you can be gay.
Unless they
trans.
Are consequentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a law that hurts black people doesn't hurt gay people unless those black people are gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cool. Inclusion.
Inclusion is the second word of the day today.
Yes.
The word of the day
is baby.
It's obviously baby, but we always try and add a second or third that's inclusion and happiness and friendship.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
So babies. Birth stories? I don't really have any.
I came out the wrong way.
Stories. Really?
Yeah, like I came out head first.
Solid.
You're supposed to go feet first.
Are you sure? I thought it was...
I'm pretty sure you're supposed to go...
No, I think you went feet first if you went the wrong way. Because it's head first because the head
is
the biggest
part.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, because after the head, you just slide out.
So they grabbed me by the head
mm-hmm.
to pull me down and out. And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it made the labor longer.
Wow. That's mm-hmm. that's awful.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could survive that. I always thought that if you were the wrong way around, they're just like, okay, we're cutting you open. Like,
No, here I am. No C-section later.
Solid.
Alive, having come out the wrong way.
I dig that. I dig that. That's,
I'm a miracle of childbirth.
Yeah.
Aren't we all, though?
Yeah.
I'm just doing a lot of blanket statements this morning. That's how I'm... It's like I'm going to say one
stories.
Thing, and then I'm going to say, but this is true for everything. Yeah. So,
my sister Jessica was a preemie by 2 weeks, I think.
Oh, yeah. I came out right on the day.
Or 6 weeks. I think it might have been 6 weeks.
I came out exactly on the day.
Sometime between 2 weeks and 6 weeks. I'm sure my parents are going to text me about this in the next
few
minutes.
Were you on the date or slightly after?
I don't actually know.
Yeah, my mom's always
like... I'm sure they'll text me about that now.
My mom's always like, your personality reflects the fact that you were just born exactly on your due date. Which I think is true.
All right, Jessica was 6 weeks premature.
Come on.
I remember one time I like told my parents, I was like, wow, that must have been exciting. And they were like, well, not really, because we thought she was going to die.
Yeah.
So
premature babies are rough.
Yeah. It really sucks. Oh, cool. I was 2 days from my due date.
Oh, you loser.
So, yeah. Wait, 2 days ahead or two days after?
Either way, not on the day.
Yeah. No, like I'm asking my folks.
No, I know.
Ahead, 2 days ahead. Cool.
Ah.
Awesome.
Let's play some more music.
I agree.
What do we have next?
Up next is Don't Worry, Baby by the Beach Boys.
And again, this is that.
The 1st of December was covered with snow. turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston. Though the Berkshires seem dreamlike on account of that frosting, with 10 miles behind me and 10,000 more to go. There's a song that they sing when they take to the highway, a song that they sing when they take to the sea, a song that they sing of their home in the sky. Maybe you can believe it if it helps you to sleep, but singing works just fine for me. By sweet baby Jane, beet greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dream and rock up our sweet baby Jane.
That was Sweet Baby Jane by James Taylor. And Zach, do you have a PSA for us at 7:26?
I do at 7:26, which it is now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Visit. Is my mic on?
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't. Zach, I now do, that your mic's on.
I do have a PSA.
Great.
At 7:26, which it is now, and will soon be 7:27 in 3 seconds. Somerville Open Studios. Visit Somerville's diverse and vibrant arts community at the annual Somerville Open Studios this Saturday, April 30th, and Sunday, May 1st, from noon to 6 p.m. with a special sneak preview at selected studios this Friday, April 29th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Immerse yourself in a city full of art with over 360 artists across more than 80 sites. Talk with artists in every kind of working space across every kind of visual media. For more information, visit the Somerville Open Studios website, somervilleopenstudios.org. A public service announcement from Somerville Open Studios and all your art-loving friends here at WMFO.
You know what they say on the Tufts tours? They say that Somerville has the second highest artists per capita in the United States behind New York City.
Really? San Francisco isn't up there.
Now, what classifies someone as an artist, whether it's a profession or just like, yeah, I paint and sometimes I'm an artist, I don't know.
It's probably the second
one. Somerville is extremely artsy.
It is. You haven't even seen Art Beat.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Yeah.
When is Art Beat? Is it the summer?
It's in July.
Yeah, so maybe if I spend the summer here.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. I wonder, maybe it has to do with your tax returns, if you file artist as your occupation. But probably not.
I don't think that would affect it.
Well, no, I'm saying that might be how it's taken. Or maybe
possibly
census data.
I'd look it up, but I'm lazy and have other stuff that's better to do.
Yeah.
Than figure out a trifling piece of information based on how you get a survey size. Or not a survey size, a survey.
Do you know what kind of song I want to listen to, Charlie? I want to listen to a song that's kind of like Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie, but just slightly not as good.
Is it Ice Ice Baby?
What is Ice Ice Baby? Is it a song that's kind
of
Under Pressure?
Stop. Collaborate.
Okay, wait.
And
we gotta collaborate.
Well, we've already collaborated on the show. So
that's true.
Now,
okay, so now I have to listen.
Yeah, so now just listen.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. And listen, Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights, huh, and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal, light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, rush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. Better hit the bullseye, the kid don't play. And if there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Ice, ice, baby. Vanilla. Ice, ice, baby. Vanilla. Ice, ice, baby. Vanilla. Ice, ice, baby. Now that the party is jumping, with the bass kicked in and the Vegas all pumping.
quick to the point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon, burning them, you're not quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rolling, hit my 5.0 with the ragtop down so my hair can blow. The girlie's on standby, waving just to say hi. Did you stop? No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next stop. The block was dead, yo, so I continued to A1A, Beachfront Avenue. Girls were hot, women less than bikinis. Rockman lovers, driving Lamborghinis. Jealous, cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the cage and vanilla with the nine. Ready for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill cause they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack does jack. Police on the scene, you know what I mean? They passed me up, confronted all the dope fiends. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Ice, ice, baby.
On the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the bass sound, enough to shake and kick holes in the ground. My style's like a chemical spill. These are rhymes you can vision and feel. Conducted in form, there's a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you wanna step with this. Shape plays on the fade, slides like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic when I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Ice, ice, baby.
Hey baby, you can be my girl, I can be your man, and from the side, pump it upside down, or we can pump it from the back and the front.
La 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 la, ooh baby baby. La 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 la, ooh baby baby. La 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 la, ooh baby baby. La 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 la,
ooh drop it to the floor, make me wanna sing, baby. Yeah, you can shake some more, make me wanna sing, baby. Ooh, you got it, 'cause you make me wanna sing, baby. Yeah, don't stop it, 'cause you make me wanna sing.
That was Hey Baby, Drop It to the Floor by Pitbull and T-Pain, preceded by Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice.
My mom loves
Pitbull.
Pump
up the jams here.
My mom loves Pitbull so much.
And so
it's really strange.
What's the one song you think about when you hear the word baby, Zach?
I think
the seminal song.
I mean, it's quite obvious that I think of No Songs.
The song worshiping the human body like no other. Like, not even like...
I think you're talking about Your Body is a Wonderland, but no, I don't see what that is to do.
I'm talking
babies.
About Baby Got Back, which is Sir Mix-a-Lot's Pain to the Rear End.
Indeed.
Released in, I believe, the 90s or the late 80s.
I think it's the 90s.
It's
Let's Google. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
All about how that woman has a nice butt. And, yeah, bit sexist, but a catchy song.
Yeah.
You gotta say.
He was born in 1963.
But it should be noted we can't have that on the playlist today, Zach.
Because of one swear word?
Yeah, because he expletes at one point, so we're not gonna play that for you.
1991.
Yeah, I figured it was the 90s. Sir Mix-a-Lot is actually a very respected DJ and producer. He's never done that much recording
Apparently,
stuff.
He mixes a lot.
Yeah, that's why he's called that. But one of his ventures into recording, which was kind of rare, actually was huge that this baby got back. There's a really interesting interview with him on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, actually, when he comes on to be a guest.
Oh, of course. NPR.
And there's also a great video you should check out of him with the, I believe, Seattle Philharmonic Orchestra performing Baby Got Back.
That's awesome.
And this woman gets on stage and goes crazy. And she got so viral that the New York Times reached out to her and interviewed her.
Let's not forget his fifth album, Return of the Bumpasaurus. I believe that is high art right there.
Let's play Baby Got Back, but not Sir Mix-a-Lot's version because of the swear word. Let's play...
If only Jonathan Colton
Let's play not one, but two covers of Baby Got Back right here. Back. First up is Jonathan Colton with Baby Got Back, followed up by Richard Cheese with a very intense lounge cover of Baby Got Back. So we go from acoustic to lounge.
Yes. Prepare to get brought into the else world where instead of Sir Mix-a-Lot being a rapper, he was a 90s white acoustic musician.
Who went to Yale with John Hodgman. This is that.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You are the brother then dance me to hell with romance. If she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines saying black butts are the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She got a pack much back.
Baby, God, makes me so horny.
'Cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So fellas, fellas, has your girlfriend got the butt? Tell her to shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt. Baby got back.
And now my heart is breaking, but I just keep on saying.
That was Baby by Justin Bieber. And if you ever need a reminder that Justin Bieber was once a complete and utter joke because of his prepubescent singing.
Was once?
No.
He was a different kind of joke.
I don't think he's a joke right now. I just think he's a very unlikable person.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of a douche, but I think he's still in some ways a joke. Especially just like
the level of opulence that he exudes.
I mean, musically, he's still kind of a joke.
No, I'd say that the stuff he's done with Skrillex and Diplo, it's good dance music.
Meh.
Which, for that, most of the credit should go to the fact that Diplo and Skrillex did write it all. And Justin was just like, hey, make me a hit.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do?
But yeah, I just find him very unlikable.
Yeah, as have I. I think.
But I'll still listen to his music.
Joke, just a different kind of joke. I mean, that song in particular is... Like, if you had told me that was an Arc Music Factory, like, song, and it was a one-hit wonder, like a Rebecca Black Friday, you know, especially even with the token
Friday's
rapper.
Different.
No, if you had told me that that's what that was, I would have been like, oh, okay. That's a little higher produced.
Lyrics are better.
The lyrics are so bad. I would say that's probably, like, the best Arc Music Factory song I've ever heard, but I would still believe it. Yeah.
It is very formulaic. That was what the success was, just like, he sings to an every woman, and that every woman became every teenage girl.
Yeah. As illustrated in Bo Burnham's Repeat Stuff. All right, so this has been Word of the Day. I've been Zach.
On WMFO. I've been Charlie. Chris might be back next week. We'll see.
I think he's still asleep.
Yeah, this final song is from the Magical Mystery Tour by the Beatles.
And of the Social Network.
Baby, you're a rich man.